In this segment of our regatta interviews, I spoke with longtime paddler Bruce Lee from Port Crane, New York. Bruce has completed the Clinton 20 times and is paddling in the C1 Pro Race. Here's my conversation with Bruce.
Let's start with the name. You must have people coming up to you in the martial arts stance every day.
Yeah, I hear about it.
Is there any meaning behind your name?
No, actually, I had the name before he became popular.
Okay. How did you get into paddling?
As a Boy Scout, I paddled, you know, with the Boy Scouts and, you know, as a kid. And then I would say I was in my early 20s. A friend said, hey, let's try a canoe race. Did it and just stuck with it ever since.
You paddled the C1 Pro class for several years. Why do you prefer the one man?
One man just gives you the opportunity to go out and practice. You don't have to, you know, coordinate schedules with another partner. A lot more flexibility.
Do you compete in other races?
Yeah. There's a bunch of them in the spring here, the USPP and the Susquehanna. When the Nationals are nearby, I'll go and do them. There's a group of paddlers up north, the St. Lawrence Valley paddlers. They put on a nice series of races.
You completed your 20th Clinton finish last year. How did it feel to make the prestigious 1400-mile club?
Yeah, it was kind of nice to have been able to do it 20 times.
What crazy people do this 70-mile race 20 times?
Geez, I don't know.
What drives you to do it every year?
I don't know. I guess there's a nice group of paddlers in the area. Get out and, you know, paddle with them. And actually, it's a sport that, as you age, it allows you to still compete at a high level. You know, unlike some of the other sports where the youngsters have an advantage, the old-timers have a little bit of an advantage by gaining experience along the way and being able to interpret the river and just take advantage of their experience.
What was your best finish?
Best finish in the C1 Pro would have been second. I won Amateur Masters 1 year in the C1, and last year I ended up 15th in the C2 Pro.
Do you plan to keep doing this every year?
Yeah, I guess I plan on doing the C1 Pro again this year. As long as it's fun, I'll keep doing it.
Whenever I do these interviews, it sounds like people just make so many great friends on the river.
Yeah, you meet people from all over the Northeast and actually all over the country. And you make friends.
What's the furthest race away that you have done?
1 year I was paddling with an outrigger group from the Binghamton area here, and we went down to Virginia Beach. But a typical faraway race for me would be maybe New England races. I go up for the New England Championships. That's probably about a four and a half hour drive for me.
A paddler with your experience, when do you get out on the river prior to the Clinton to get started?
Pretty much when the ice is gone, and I don't like to go out when it's cold enough for the water to freeze on the boat and paddle, but generally you can get out in February.
Well, good luck this year in the C1 Pro race. Maybe you'll have a first place finish.
Probably not.
Why do you say that?
Pretty good paddlers in that class.
Well, good luck to you, and we appreciate your time today.
Well, thank you.
See Bruce along the river today in canoe S3 in the C1 Pro class. For Regatta Coverage 2009, I'm Craig Stevens on WCDO.